The reading this morning is from Matthew chapter 5, verses 13 to 16, continuing with the Sermon on the Mount. You are the salt of the earth, but what good is salt if it's lost its flavor? Can you make it salty again? It will be thrown out and trampled underfoot as worthless. You are the light of the world, like a city on a hill that cannot be hidden. No one lights a lamp and then puts it under a basket. Instead, a lamp is placed on a stand where it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your good deeds shine out for all to see, so that everyone will praise your heavenly Father. This is the word of the Lord.
Truth needs words. Words are so important. But words can't stand alone, because truth also needs action. It's got to be demonstrated. It's got to be lived out. Truth lived out is perhaps even the more powerful. Truth needs words, but truth lived out is truly remarkable. Truth made real by example is exactly what Jesus is calling for in the scripture that John just read. There's a real need that people have. I mean, this Li Yi did, to understand truth. He was searching for it, and words are necessary. He got that. You heard how he had that in his journey of life. But he also needed the benefit of seeing, and by seeing, then embracing truth for himself. You have in the back page of the bulletin really just two simple points that the outline of them that I want to make this morning before we come to the table. And the first one's simply this, that there needs to be, there needs to be the show and tell of the example of our own personal lives. In the neighborhood that you live in, okay, what does it mean for your neighbors? I mean, ask yourself, what does it mean for your neighbors to see in you someone who's committed to the way of following Jesus? To see, if you have a family, to see a family that's devoted to each other, truly deeply committed to each other and following Jesus in all of your relationship, husband and wife and parent and child. Jesus says if people see that, and over time, their lives are going to be changed. They're going to respond to that. They're going to see truth in action, and people are going to see, it's what John read in the scripture, they're going to see and they're going to praise God. Jesus says it makes a world of difference. It's a transforming difference that will be made to see you and your family living such lives that we're not turned in on ourselves, but we're actually turned outwards. The power of the example of having an open heart of life, to having an open home, to freely, genuinely sharing our lives with others, of welcoming the stranger. I mean, we didn't hear the story of what caused the Otis family to welcome the stranger of Li Yi, but they did, Li and his wife, and all the difference was made for people to see us getting involved, seeking to be part of a commitment in the concerns of the wider community, of living openly. I mean, not Bible thumping, not that, but just living genuinely, openly, authentically, a life as a follower of Jesus, that will alter attitudes. And that will change outlooks. People are watching. They're watching me. They're watching you. And the major way of God changing the world that we live in is having people on the inside. And what I mean by inside is, where do you find yourself tomorrow morning, afternoon, evening? Where are you going to be later today? Where's your Super Bowl party going to be? Right? Having people on the inside of life seeing others, you, me, living by a different set of values. We have different standards, different joys, different dreams, different ambitions, different outlooks. People are watching, and Jesus says they will be attracted to what they see in the power of my, of your, of our kingdom example. They will see your works, the work of your lives, and they will give praise to the God you serve and follow. That's the show and tell of the example of your personal life. But there's also the show and tell of the example of our church life. Jesus began with 12 dedicated followers. And it wasn't very long after his death and his resurrection, and even really during it, that officials in the Roman government began to get distressed and upset, and they started complaining that these Jesus people were turning the world upside down. They saw the difference. They didn't like the difference, but they saw the difference that was being made. The church, who we are, I mean, not just who we are as we gather here, but who we are as family as we disperse from here, the church is God's new community, and people are watching the church. You know, in our world, I think, with all of the bad news stories about the church, people are expecting us to live down to our reputation. They're watching, though. They're needing from us people who are going to live up to our calling as God's new community, because it's right here in the lives that we live together, how we do life together, how we relate to each other, how we love each other, that God's new way of life, the new community of God, the true way of being a human being, gets lived out, gets demonstrated, gets revealed to the world we live in. People are watching. Now they watch, and they believe to themselves that we spend this bit of time on Sunday morning. We do this strange thing when we really could be doing better things, larger things, and that's all that it amounts to. That's the end of the story. We just sort of weird. We take 1 hour on a Sunday morning, what might happen if they actually began to see God's new community committed together? Not so much inside these four walls, but committed together to a vision for this area, this community, this region, committed to think together, to plan together, to work together for the wider benefit of the community that we live in. They're watching us, and they're seeing, you know, are they really going to be about something more than just closeting themselves inside those four walls? Jesus says it's when they see the power of the example of what real church life is about, they'll give thanks to God. They'll praise God. So I say to myself, and I say to you, I say to all of us this morning, hear the word of Jesus. There's good things, stuff happening here and beyond here that we're committed to, but there's more. There's an enormous influence for good in this community and in the region that we live in if there was a total commitment to following in the way of Jesus. We come to the table. Could your, could my, could our response be to Jesus this morning? We are second. You're first. We will do it. We will do it. Your strength, your help, your guidance, your leadership, we will do it. You've given yourself to us. We give ourselves to you. We gather at this table. Lord, you're giving us more than words at this table, because this table, Lord God, it represents the gift, the very gift of your life. We see at this table what you've done for us, what you've achieved for us, what you've accomplished. You've given us life. And we give our lives openly and freely to you. Build your kingdom here. Change the atmosphere, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.